prophetess Olivia Kofi Opata stands in the office of a prophet and evangelist with outstanding signs and miracles of healings that are associated with her ministry. One of the common testimonies after listening to her preach or teach is the revelation of the word and the opening of eyes to common spiritual truths that are almost startling. Hear her.
Belgium, this thing is not happening there. So it cannot be a law. Is it a law? It's because it doesn't fit that. Amen. So I said a law is what? Number one, a law is what? Consistent. Good. You are good students. Number two, a law is what? Universal. Then number three, a law is what? Constant. Okay. So C, you can have C-U-C. C-U-C. Very easy to understand. Amen. When we say that something is constant, what are we saying? We're saying that they are the same for everyone. The same for everyone. Same for the white man, same for the black man. Same for the blue man, same for the yellow man. Same for the person from Calabar, same from the person from Yoruba. It's the same. Hallelujah. So, let's look at one law, because sometimes to be able to understand something which is spiritual, you have to use something that is physical, that you know. And when you look at both of them side by side, you'll be able to understand what the Spirit of God is saying. Amen. So let's look at something like we have laws in this world. Law of gravity, isn't it? Then we have another one called law of aerodynamics. Law of aerodynamics is the law of flying. The law of flying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the law of gravity, that when the complication, when there is a mass and a force, all those things, simple thing, whatever you pull, it's the law of gravity will pull it down. Simple. That's so very simple for everybody. So if I have this handkerchief and I let it go, I take it up, law of gravity will work on it and bring it down. Force times mass times what? I don't know. My husband is laughing at me. He's laughing at me. He said, I'm an art student and you are a science student. Oh. Amen. You don't know. I got a prize for general science. I've told him before. Hey. It's a big thing. Hey! So that science people used to come and ask me, so why don't you just do science? Hey! My bashi is not weighing me down. Oh, hallelujah! Amen. So with the law of gravity, we say that anything that goes up will come down because there's a force pulling it down. That's the law of gravity. Amen. So is the law of gravity following these three things? Is it consistent? Why do you say it's consistent? It doesn't fluctuate. Good. It doesn't. No variations again. And then what? No changes. Hallelujah. Okay. So if you are here in Nigeria and the law of gravity is working here, and we go to China and the law of gravity is not working there, it is no more a law. If you go to China and we find the buildings hanging in the air and we find the human beings walking in the air, so all things are possible in China. Oh, you people, the way you both treat these Chinko people is not good. Oh, he said that if you give them anything, they'll be able to replicate it. Anything in this world. So So when you go to China and you find the buildings are hanging in the air, and find that people are walking in the air, and the machines are also in the air, then what is happening? It is no longer a law, but a phenomenon. And because of that, many of us will travel to China to go and experience it, because it's not usual. This is not the usual thing. It's not the norm to go and see it and experience it. What it means that we go, I went to China. There, everybody walks in the air. There, all the buildings are in the air. There, we fly in the air. We drive in the air. It won't be a law again. Hallelujah. Are you understanding? So, you have to ask yourself, why did God create these laws? Did God create these laws to kill people? Because if somebody violates the law of gravity, he can die. If somebody goes to stand, what is the tallest building in Nigeria? We don't even know. But on the island, I see some. Oh, Loyalty House. Our building is, when you are coming from anywhere, you can see that beautiful building. People get surprised that it's a church. Do you know that? That when they come, they say, is it a bank? You know, because bankers, they have money. So it's like they can do something big. They don't know that we are the ones who own the land. Hey, what are you saying? Say what? Say what? Hallelujah. So if somebody stood on our building and said, I want to drop myself, what do you think will happen to the person? He will enter the New Jerusalem today. He will enter the New Jerusalem this very morning. So the question is, oh God, are you not merciful? Why don't you suspend the law of gravity for that brief moment that this person maybe is not thinking well, and you force, or it was an accident, somebody pushed him. So God, suspend that law of gravity so that the person will not fall down dead. No matter what you do, the person will fall down and die. Because it's a law, and the person has violated that law. God didn't create the law to kill anybody. No, no. He created it so we cooperate with it and take advantage of it. In fact, people have taken advantage and are flying and all that. So he created the law so we take advantage, not that the law will kill us. But if you violate that law, the law will kill you. And that explains why some Christians die before their time. That explains why some pastors even die before their time. That explains why some Christians are very poor. That explains why some Christians are going through divorce. It explains a lot of things that are happening in the world. When you violate a law, there is nothing God can do. That law must work for you or against you. Must work against you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because if God says, oh, this is my beloved daughter, I cannot let her die, I have to, just for 1 minute, suspend that law, do you know what will happen? There will be chaos in the world. Because others are depending on that law to drive, to even sit as you are sitting right now. It's the law of gravity that is holding us down. Oh, but have you not seen pictures of the moon? Look at the way it is. Law of gravity doesn't work there. So you see the way they move in the air. So if God says, I will suspend that law for a minute, I will suspend that law. In fact, what will happen is that one person might be saved, but millions will die. One person will be saved, but millions will die. So whatever it is, that law. So if there is a law of faith, don't you think you should know it? I want to cooperate with it. Everybody cooperate. Those from Lagos, we know what we are saying. Yeah. Everybody cooperate. It's a very, very funny story. It's about one chance. There's this a young man who is right here, and he sat in a bus. Didn't know that that bus was not going anywhere. It was armed robbers who were in the bus. So the driver is an armed robber, the conductor is an armed robber, everybody inside is a thief, and they come together and then they bring the bus, the public transport, and then they just look out for people who are holding things. And you know, most of us have phones in our pockets, especially if you are holding a backpack. Oh, you are a good candidate. And then they will ask you, where are you going? They won't be shouting like Oshodi. No. They will ask you why, because wherever you are going, that's where they are going. And then when you say you are going, yeah, they will say, come. Then when you get on it, they now is, yeah. So people came on the bus and he also joined. Then he sat down and they were going. Then one armed robber got up with a knife or whatever. He said, hey, guys, everybody cooperate. All of you, bring your monies and your phones and your bags. Quietly, you just cooperate and give it to them. Oh, that will not be your story. This Christmas, we are not falling into the hands of one chance people. We are totally delivered in the name of Jesus. We are not going to hear any bad news about you. You are not going to hear any bad news about your family. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So I was saying this because to say that you have to cooperate with the laws that God has put into motion. No, the fantastic thing is that many of us think because God is God, he can do just anything. Oh, you don't know. God is a just God. When we say God is a just God, it means that God makes laws and he himself abides by them. He restricts himself by that law. Now, let me show you one simple law like that. One simple law was when God came in Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 and said, and let the man have dominion over the earth. He was not joking. Many of us, when you read it, I mean, like, if I, a human being, and I gave man dominion, and man messed up that way, what would you do? Even your son, you just go and say, hey, boy, give me the car keys. I didn't give you the car to go and mess around like that. He's going to hate that. Oh, give me the car keys, Joe. What's the meaning of that? You collect it. There's a Joe. That makes us Nigeria. So, you collect the car keys. But one thing about our God is that every word that he speaks is a law for him. It is an oath. When God speaks, he's swearing that this word I have spoken, I'm going to abide by it. Every word God has spoken is a law. It's an oath. He will never break it. That's why the Bible says that I will not break any covenant or alter the words that have gone out of my lips. Hallelujah. So when God said, let the man have dominion in Genesis 1:28, he also said in Psalm 115, verse 16, he said, the heavens, all the heavens belong to the Lord. Yes, the heavens, even the heavens are the Lord's. Now, let's read the next one, huh? But the earth. It means, as for this earth, it belongs to men. It belongs to men. So even when God planned his plan of redemption, he himself had to abide by this word. Why? If he says the earth is for man, then if God wants to save men, he himself has to become a man. And hallelujah. And being a man, he cannot just drop him from heaven. If he drops Jesus from heaven on this earth, he is not a man. Bishop says a drop. Every man must be carried by a woman.
after Adam and Eve were created, they came out of God. But after that, God gave them instruction, be fruitful and multiply. From then on, everything has a seed in itself to bring forth, reproduce after its kind. That's what we have been learning in Lagos West. The law of sowing and reaping is too powerful there. Harvest. Amen. So everything has got a seed in itself. So because of that, God had to abide by that law. Jesus had to be, for God to become a man, he had to be conceived by a woman. 9 months. Like that. Carried. And birth. Entrance into this world is through a woman's womb. Jesus had to abide by that. You know, some people think that, you know, Jesus was only God. No, he was fully God and also fully man. In fact, when he came, he had to suspend his Godship. Yes, he had to. So the raising of the dead and all that he didn't do them because he was God. Though. He did them because he was a man who was anointed of the Holy Spirit. So when you go to the Bible, say, and the boy grew, that is Jesus describing him. He grew in knowledge, in wisdom, in understanding, in instruction. Why? He had to grow by reading the word, reading the Torah, by the Old Testament. He had to now learn. Jesus was a learner. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. A man cannot be anointed. A God cannot be anointed. Only a man can be anointed. God can never be anointed. Only a man. He was fully a man. Hallelujah. So what am I saying? I'm saying this to show to you that even God abides by his own laws. How much more you? It means that we must abide by the law of faith. Romans 3:27, it says what? We just read it. He said, where is boasting? It is excluded. Then he said, by which law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Oh, say the law of faith. Say the law of faith. Are you understanding the law of faith? So one of these laws of faith is what? You can have what you see. You can have what you say. Now, there is a classic story. I've heard from two people. I heard from Bishop Dark, and then I heard from Papa Hagen. Bishop said there was a man who was, you know, he was a very jovial man, sanguineous man. And he used to point to a little, like a pimple in his face, and said, this is the pimple that will kill me. I'm sure you've heard it. If you ever listen to Bishop's preaching. So, this is the pimple that will kill me. You know, those are people that will turn into cancer. And he kept saying that. And when he says that, everybody will laugh. Ah. Oh, but he has set the law in motion. The law says that whatever you say, you will have it. So he was saying it. Kept saying it. Laughing. Joking with it. So it means that even when you are joking, watch what you say. You have to put a seal on your mouth concerning the things that will come out of this mouth. If you are going to walk by this law of faith. And you cannot just say anything. So he kept saying it. One day, they found out that this thing was becoming big. Becoming big. Was going bigger and bigger until he died. It was cancer. Then there was another young man, very young man. And he was seriously ill. So the mother called Papa Hagen and said, please, I need help. My son is dying. Come and pray for him. And anybody who's read Papa Hagen's stories and you hear him preach, you know that he's such a powerful man of faith. In fact, he is the father of faith. The real father of faith is not Smith Wigglesworth. The other one who wrote books. Abraham is the father of faith in Christianity, but in charismatism, he's also Kenneth. He's also no. Oh, Copeland just came. No, not Kenneth. He is not that one. Okay, when I remember, I'll tell you. But in fact, at the time, Papa Higgin was even being accused that he was plagiarism. He was taking his books, and he was saying them word for word. But when you read the man book, there is no need to dilute it. He was right by giving us what the man was saying direct. And because now many people don't know the man, but most Christians have heard of Papa Higgin. So he did very well in doing that. Hallelujah. So he said that the mother called him. So he went there. Now when he laid hands on the young man, then he heard the Spirit of God say, he has set the law in motion. It cannot be broken. He cannot be raised. He was wondering, what is it? What's happening here? What's happening here? Then the Holy Spirit showed him. I think it was a vision. He saw the guy at table eating with his family. And he said, you know, something happens. Oh, maybe, where is my water? He wanted water to drink or something. Then he shouted, oh, but you know that as for me, I will not live past 30. Why say something like this? Why say something like this? I will not live past 30. And he kept saying this. And saying it, and saying it. And of course, by the law of faith, you will have what you say. So, whatever he prayed, it was of no use. Because the man has violated a law. Just like how you cannot come and stand on top of our building and throw yourself down. And God had to suspend the law of gravity. God could not suspend the law of you can have what you say for him. So he had to die. Is that ministering to you? Is that saying something to you? So whether you are joking or you are laughing or you are with your friends, or always put a watch on your mouth. And you'll be amazed. From this time, if you begin to watch what you say, you'll be amazed at the wrong things you've been saying. You will be amazed. Sometimes you are even watching TV and say, a cholera outbreak. This and that is good, they are warning us. But as you are imbibing it and receiving it, and they are baptizing you and they are saying all these things, then you pick it up. Before you know it, as you are talking, start saying, hey, there is cholera outbreak. We are all going to get cholera. We refuse it in Jesus' name. And as for now, even if you don't want to hear it or see it, you will see it. Because there will be a WhatsApp group and somebody will bring in things to do. And then, and then they will tell you that now oil. Hey, I just said to myself, so what should we do? We said we're eating egg yolk. They said it wasn't good. We stopped eating it. Now they say that it is good. Then they said to us that we should not eat palm oil because palm oil is bad. It is whatever they said. We stopped eating. Now they say palm oil is the. In fact, they are even advising that if you get pure palm oil, you can even drink it. We don't know what to do. We don't know what to do. So we will live by God's word. Hallelujah. You can have what you say. What have you been saying? What you've been saying, you would certainly have them. Oh, may what somebody has been saying for years be uprooted in Jesus' name. Some bad things that you've been saying, may they be uprooted. So, in fact, when we were getting married, one of the things in our marriage book is that if you're a married woman or a married man, never say what? Oh, divorce. Never mention that word in your home. Don't, when you're angry, I'll divorce you. I'll divorce. No, don't say it. Because you don't know, you don't even understand what you're saying. When you put that law in motion, it will not, laws are like that. They will not just stop at you. They will come to your children. Then your children's children. And they'll be running through generations. because you opened that door. Oh, I will never say it in Jesus' name. Is somebody receiving and is somebody going to change because of this? Is somebody receiving and is somebody going to change? And don't say, as for me, you don't understand my circumstances. That's why I was saying that. That's why I was saying that. When you hear God's word and God says this and you think this, you put what you think down. That's what makes people grow fast. You put it down and you pick God's word. You don't say, my circumstance is peculiar. You don't understand. Pastor, you don't understand. Don't say that. Because God is saving you from something big. Something big. Oh, I see good things happening in your life. I say, I see good things happening in your life. I declare a failed harvest for you if you've been saying evil things concerning your life. I declare a failed harvest for you if you've been saying evil things concerning your marriage. I declare failed harvest for you if you've been saying bad things about money or concerning your job. Oh, the law of faith. You can have what you see. And that is what we learned yesterday when we saw that woman with the issue of blood. Mark chapter 5. Because she said it. She said, if I can only touch this man, I'll be healed. Instead of saying, I'm going to die, I'm going to die. Look, as for those things, the devil will be singing them in your ears. And especially as you grow older. Oh, a little pain here, say, hey, that's arthritis. A little, that could be cancer. What are you supposed to do? Rebuke it and say what God says. Agree with the Lord and disagree with the devil. Reject what the devil is and say what God is saying. Oh, I am a success. Oh, I am a success. Money is not my problem. My job is not my problem. Thank you, Jesus. I have overcome the world. I am born of God. I have overcome them. I have overcome Satan and all life's adversities. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Oh, hallelujah. Then one final law and then we close. Now listen, have you heard the word faith moves God? Have you ever heard? He said, when you have faith, you can move God. No, it's not true. It's not true. God does not move by our faith. Do you know why? He moves by grace. Bible says, by grace are you saved through faith. Grace and faith must work together for any form of salvation, for any form of deliverance, from any form of prosperity, any way we will break through in this life. Grace and faith must work together. Grace alone kills. Faith alone kills. But when they come together, they form that combination. Grace alone is like sodium. You know salt is made up of sodium and chloride. So grace alone is like sodium. If you take enough quantities, it can kill you. Faith alone is like chloride. If you take enough quantity, it can kill you. But when you put sodium and chloride together, you get salt. And all of us are using salt. All of us need it to live. Hallelujah! So it's a combination of grace and faith. Why am I saying this? I'm bringing this in because now people say, okay, now because I can have what I see, then I claim Pastor Taz as my husband. Well, what are you doing? Oh, they taught us name it, claim it. Right now we can claim anything, oh. We can claim anything, oh. Let your husband stand well. We can even claim him.
But Ephesians 2:8 has given us such a clear. It said, for by grace are ye saved through faith. Grace and faith, they work together. So if you are here and your faith is telling you that you can claim somebody's husband, it will not work. Why wouldn't it work? Because grace has not given you that person's husband. Grace, faith. So you are, oh, I will use my faith. I can use my faith for anything. Yes, you mean anything. You mean anything. Hallelujah. Anything that grace has provided. Anything that grace has provided. That's what we ask. So if you are claiming somebody's husband, oh Lord, I like this man. The way he's so tall. The way he's so fair. I like the way he has this car. Ah, Range Rover. It's the best car I like. And this man has got Range Rover. Lord, I like it. And therefore, we learn from name it, claim it, and take it. That I am claiming this man as my husband. And I'm taking him in the name of Jesus. So his wife, die, 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 die. And some people even tell you, you don't know, his wife has been so wicked to him. I just look at him and say, you don't even understand what you're saying, you little girl. You don't understand what you're saying. His wife has been so wicked to him. Hey, they don't even feed him. Pastor, if he comes to my house, he will just eat everything that is there. They don't even feed him. You don't know what you're saying, eh? You're a little girl. All the matured women are laughing. I can see the smile on here. It's like they don't understand. What they are doing to you, they are doing to her, they will do to you too. And even worse. You go and marry him and see, you will see. Just that when you go and marry them, because we can't stop you from marrying him. In fact, someone even married another man of a different religion. Nice Christian sister. You were now wearing, what's the meaning of that? Oh, he's a very good man. You don't understand. You don't understand what you're saying. If what I'm saying, you think it's a joke. There is a, it happened real, in reality. There was a pastor. Yes. A kind of pastor. She had a fellowship, beautiful fellowship. And people were coming and she was teaching them. Then she said, she likes the way Kenneth Copeland talks. She just likes that man. Because of that, she wants to claim Kenneth Copeland as her husband. Yeah, as a husband. So she began to name it and claim it. Name it and claim it. Name it and claim it. Name it. And claiming and claiming and claiming and claiming. Until, let me, truth, I'm telling, I said true story. Until she had a wedding. Yes. She there that if Kenneth Copeland will not come, yeah, with him in the spirit. So they did a grand wedding where she walked in. Here comes the bride. Yes. By faith. And I'm saying that this kind of faith will not work because what? Grace has not provided it. Grace has not provided adultery. It has not provided adultery. So, this kind of faith won't work. You can't have this one. You are saying it, but you can't have it. Because grace has not provided it. Faith can't take it. It's illegal. Hallelujah! So she began to pray that Gloria Copeland would die. Oh yes. And she prayed that for years. Do you think it will happen? Won't happen. We have never heard of her again.
I won't be surprised if she went mental. Yeah, to take it to that, an evil spirit had taken over. Yes.
So why we've been claiming money and all that? So why can't you go to Zenith Bank and break into their vault and bring out money? Why can't you do that? Because you just pray, oh God, money, millions of money, this Christmas, it's been declared, seven wonderful weeks, 5,000 is not a miracle for me, 10,000, 100,000 is not, 1 million is not, I want 100 million, I want 10 million, then you go, and then you go to break.
Why won't God help you? Why isn't God in it? Because grace has not provided thievery. It has not provided it. So faith can't have it.
Is it simple? Is it simple? Hallelujah! So you're working with this law. I can have what I say, but also I know that what grace has not provided, my faith can't have it. And when grace has not provided, I won't go there. I won't touch it.
Oh, hallelujah. Shall we rise up? Shall we rise up? Today is going to be a short time, and I don't know. Was it short? Forgive me. Hallelujah.
Please lift up your hands this morning. People, receive strength. Receive strength. It's like a camp meeting. We really had something like a camp meeting. convention. Hallelujah. Oh, lift up your hands and begin to thank God for what He has provided. What has He provided? Grace has provided some nice husband for you. You will be married legally. You don't have to go and live in that boy's house. Oh, you don't need to go and live there to be used. In the end, they'll throw you away. Grace has not provided that for you. You are not going there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Open your mouth and thank Him for what His grace has provided for you. Grace has provided long life. Grace has provided long life. Psalm 92, He said, with long life will I satisfy Him. Oh, He will satisfy us with long lives. Grace has provided prosperity. He said, I wish above all things that you will prosper and be in good health as your soul prospers. Open your mouth and thank God for what grace has provided. What grace has provided. We are not going to violate the law of faith. We are not going to violate the law of faith. We are not going to walk with grace alone. Neither are we going to walk with faith alone. It's a combination. It's a combination. Grace and faith. Grace and faith. What grace has provided, my faith can go for it. He said that He has given us long life. I can go for long life. Hey, so cancer will not kill me. Cancer is not allowed to kill me. He has provided me with long life, long life, long life. 120, He says 120. That's what He has given us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth and talk to God. What you have heard this morning will change your life forever. Will change your life forever. Somebody who has been talking negative, from today, it is over with you. It is over with you. Hey, my life will be like my mother's life. Who told you? Who told you? Who told you? It is not true. It is not true. It is not true. It's not true. Oh, in our family, adultery is common. It is not true for you. It's not true for you. Oh, in our family, divorce is common. It's not true. It's not true for you. Oh, in our family, we die young. It's not true for you. All these are things that we say with our mouth. It's not true. It's not true. It's not true. I'm going to have a crisis. It is not true. It is not true. It is not true. Oh,
open your mouth and talk to God. Talk to God. It's almost over. We just have 15 minutes more and to go. Just begin to thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, thank Him. Thank you, Jesus. You've opened our eyes this morning. What grace has provided, our faith can take. Your grace provided salvation. Our faith took it. Thank you. Your grace has provided healing. And right now, our faith is taking healing. In the name of Jesus, your grace has provided prosperity. Our faith is taking prosperity. Your grace has provided increase and fruitfulness. Oh, we can have our babies, physical babies, but also our churches are growing in the mighty name of Jesus. We are seeing that 1,000 members, 1,000 members, 1,000 members. We are seeing it in our church, 1,000 members. From Apache, we believe, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for all the other branches to experience a bumper harvest in the mighty name of Jesus. Your grace has provided so our faith can take it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bow down and worship Yahweh. Oh, let's sing to Him. We bow down.
We bow down and worship.
Claim divine protection through this time, through to December and even to January. In the name of Jesus, nothing is going to cut short your life. Nothing is going to cut short your life. No freak accident.
Yes.
No freak accident. You were just walking by the way, something dropped from a truck and hit you and killed. No way, no way, no way. Jesus, open your mouth, and claim, protection. Divine protection. Psalm 92. He said, no evil shall come near your dwelling. Your dwelling as your house, and your body as your house. No evil shall come near your dwelling. No evil shall come near your dwelling. No evil shall come near your dwelling. I declare that over your life. I declare that over your life. I declare that over your life. No matter what you have dreamt, whatever dream you have had, you could have even dreamt that you are lying in the sanctuary, lying in the grave. Whatever dream you have had, you say it is canceled in the name of Jesus. Nobody is going to die before your time. You are not going to be buried before your time. We are not burying our children. We are not burying our grandchildren. We are not burying our pastors. We are not burying our leaders. We are not burying our servants. We are not burying anybody in this church. Lord, see how the international receives full protection from Psalm 91 verse 10. There shall no evil befall us. We shall be blessed. Come here, our dwelling. Come here, our dwelling. Come here, our dwelling. Wherever you are, so far as you can hear me, God is saying to you, no evil shall befall you. 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 No bad. I say no evil. I say no evil. No evil shall befall you. As I was saying, no evil shall befall us, I saw a dark creature, that a spirit of death, the spirit of evil, which was bringing something to somebody. Now the thing had to go back. It had to reverse. No evil shall befall you. No evil shall befall us. No evil shall befall you. No evil shall befall us. No plague, no plague, no sickness or disease or freak accident will come near your dwelling. No freak accident will happen to you or your family members. In the name of Jesus, no evil shall befall you. No plague will come near your dwelling. It will not come near your house. It will not come near your house. But God also says that this body is a temple. So it means your personal house, which is your body also. No plague will come near that house. Sickness that will send you to the hospital. Sickness that will kill you. It will not come near you. It will not come near you. Oh, because there is a force. The greater one has a force that repels all these things. And the greater one is in you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We take of it. We take of it. Open your mouth and say it, say it, say it, say it, say it. You can have what you say. You can have what you say. No evil will befall me. No plague is coming near my dwelling. No evil will befall me. No plague will come near my dwelling.
house. No plague will come near my dwelling. No evil will fall me. No plague will come near my dwelling. I claim this for my mother, my father, my brother, for my sister. I claim it for my edges and trade. I claim it for my family, for my husband and his family. I claim it for our church. Hey, I claim it for Lagos West. I claim it for our pastor. Somewhere in PH. I claim it for Akure. I claim it for Benin City. I claim it for all of us. Bless love. I claim it for them. And this nation, we claim, we come. We hide under this. It's like a cloud. We are under that cloud. We are under that cloud. Believe, 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 church. Believe, believe, believe. Yes, 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 yes. No evil before us. Oh, and no plague will come in our dwelling. No plague will come near our dwelling. Holy Spirit, thank you. Holy Spirit, thank you. It is done, it is done, it is done. And it's almost over. We are almost close. Is there a guy who sings in Port Harcourt? Where are you? Victor, where are you? Where is he? Wow. He's not here. Lift up your hands and thank God for what he has done this morning. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody from Port Harcourt, come and stand in for him. Come and stand in for him. Come and stand in for him. Lift up your hands. Holy Spirit, we're using her as a point of contact for Victor. Jesus, 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 your power, your power, your power, your power, your power. Moshikara sot gurubotayada. Forces of darkness are defeated. They are broken over his life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm praying concerning ancient spirits. Muri ashitarada asule broda alibruda. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, thank you for your power. Thank you for your power that sets him free. In the name of Jesus, your power that sets him free. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Anything that I should do, oh God, with lack of confidence in what you have done for him, oh God, any complex, I curse that in the spirit. Use your hold over him in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for what you've done in this life. We give you praise for your impartation in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah! Put your hands together for Jesus.